This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reflecting on when the battle seems indefinite. I think most would agree that this new strand of the coronavirus seems to be an indefinite battle. Many talk about it peaking and then becoming much more manageable, but no one is certain of the time period. When things seem so uncertain, I have to remind myself to stand on and lean into the one thing that is certain, God's Word. This reminds me of the time when Joshua divided up sections of the Promised Land for the various tribes of Israel. Prior to this, these tribes had fought for 7 long years. Town after town, stronghold after stronghold, they fought and conquered to rid the towns of all pagan activities. Then one day, it happened. Their indefinite battle was over, and victory was theirs. On one hand, these tribes clung to God's word, but they also had no idea when everything was going to come to pass. In the same way, we don't know the day or hour when things will become more manageable with this new virus. The key in this situation is to shift the energy from trying to figure out the uncertainty of matters, such as when and how it will all come to pass, and instead focus on what is certain, God's word. Today, think about a situation in your life that has an uncertain timeline and is taking a lot of your energy. Then begin to make an energy shift to focus on God's word instead of the unknown. Also, tune into the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel as I share my tips on dealing with the uncertainty of the coronavirus. But before you do, remember these words. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119:105. So today, stand on God's word.